so glad you're availing yourselves to the powerful message provided by Wisdom Connection, the media ministry of Wisdom International Network Ministries, where individuals are being helped to shape their future to fulfill their God-given destinies. We pray the ensuing message will enable you to find fulfillment in life. Now, let's receive the message.
The silence, they say, is golden, and no one can misinterpret your words that you don't speak. We all speak, but sometimes in silence. If you work with somebody for a long time, you can see that you could get to a time that they don't talk. They don't talk because maybe what they're going through, they don't have words strong enough to express that. Human beings are so complicated that sometimes you might know something is wrong with somebody, but when you ask them what's wrong with you, they'll say nothing. Have you got to that situation before? You see, it is in that situation that you have to learn to keep your silence. Because in too many explanations or trying to add words to stuff that you don't even have understanding about, you commit yourself. And in Proverbs chapter 10, I want you to just write those scriptures and read them later. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says that in the multitude of words lack no sin. In the multitude of words lack no sin, which means that in your bit of trying to add words to your emotions that you don't have even understanding to, you might commit yourself in a way that when the dust clears and everything comes to light, you might regret saying those words, especially people who are emotionally charged. I said emotionally charged because I don't want to use the word anger. People who get angry quickly, you can see that. Anytime you speak a lot more than you're supposed to speak, when the emotions go down, you live to regret it. So being silent simply means that learn to control that aspect of you that always wants to voice out your opinion. Proverbs 10:19, and we'll read Isaiah 30:15. Proverbs 10:19. I'll read Isaiah 30:15, for it says, therefore, I'm reading from the current English Bible. Current English Bible. I like the version, it made it plain. It says, therefore, the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, says, in return and rest, you will be saved. Quietness and trust will be your strength. Quietness and trust will be your strength. But you refused. But you refused. So God always comes to us in a way to let us understand that our way should not always be the way, but his way is the best way. When you read the first verse to this point, you can see that the children of Israel had issue with God and were trying to work their own way to come out of those issues. But God was telling them, don't use your strength. It is not by might nor by power. It is by his spirit, says the Lord. And sometimes the spirit of God will beckon you to stay silent. It might be an issue you're having with somebody that means a lot to you, and you want to explain yourself. It might be an issue that somebody lied on you. You see, in this world, we can't control what happens to us. We can't control what people do. But the most important thing I want you to learn from this lesson is when you learn to control yourself, you gain strength from that. Because in explaining yourself, you might not explain yourself so well, and you might commit yourself. I like the way the criminal justice put it. I mean, when somebody is caught with the suspicion of a crime, they throw this word out there. You may remain what? Silent. Because everything you say may be used against you in a court of law. Do you know where they got that from? You can write that down. They got it from Matthew 12:36-37. It says, by your words you can be condemned, or by your words you can be justified. By your words you can be condemned, or by your words you can be justified. See, we take our words so lightly until we get to a place where you said something you didn't know you say, and then they're trying to, judge you based on those words, and he said, no, I didn't say that, and then they play back to you. You see, sometimes in a particular moment in our lives, there's a need and a necessity for us not to say anything and allow our silence to speak volumes. So God was telling the children of Israel in those times, says, in return and rest, you will be saved. In return and rest. So it means that sometimes we get too quick ahead of God. Sometimes we rush ahead of God's plan for our lives. Sometimes we take matters into our own hands. And we want to outdo the purpose and the plan of God for our lives. But it says that in return, you'll be saved. When you learn to come back to where you first met him and where you have the opportunity to listen to him before you take any decision. You see, when you come to that place and understand that that is where your strength lies, God will strengthen you. Amen. It says that quietness and trust, you'll be strengthened. In quietness and what? Trust, you'll be strengthened. You have strength. In quietness and in what? Trust, you have strength. Why quietness? Because there are some things you don't have to explain yourself. They've made their opinion already. Woman of God, man of God, child of God, they've already made your opinion. But allow God to fight your battles. I love the scriptures Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans chapter 12. Amen. Very, very important scripture. And I want you all to take note of that scripture. Man of God, if you could read it for me, Romans 12 from verse 16. Paul was analyzing how we should treat even our enemies. How we should treat our enemies. Romans chapter 12. You see, most of the times when we get into this kind of emotional frenzy, we think that we can pay back those who have done us wrong. But there's a right and a wrong way of doing things. And in God's way, you see, God wants us to rather let go of wrongs that people do to us. I was just listening to a great man of God I respect so much. And I was surprised about a statement he made. And I realized that people can change under pressure. People can show their true color under pressure. I don't know what has happened to that man. He says that sometimes people come into your life and they want to destroy your life. And, you know, he went on and on and on. And he says that for those people, you have to pray for God to kill them. And my heart really just broke. This same person who has once upon a time taught that when somebody offends you, forgive them, he's saying that you have to pray for God to kill them. And then when God kills them, what benefit do you get? See, stop praying for God to kill your enemies because they wouldn't see the blessings of God over your life. The Bible says that he will make a table before you, not in the presence of your lovers, but in the presence of your enemies, because your enemies are adding to the equation of your success. Their criticisms, their lies, conniving and condoning it, bringing you to a place of awareness that, listen, people are watching me. They are watching every move. They're watching everything I do. So I cannot play like I used to play. So don't pray for God to kill your enemies. Look at what Paul said in Romans chapter 12 from verse 16. Read it, please, a little louder. It says, live in harmony. Live peacefully. Because peace is nothing you have to negotiate for. Peace is something you have to fight for every inch of your life. And people have these nitty-gritty way of trying to poke on your peace. Are you getting what I'm saying? Circumstances and situations can be engineered by the devil to poke on your peace. You see, peace of mind, your serenity is not something you have to trade for. Not for an argument. Because winning an argument doesn't make you any better person. But learning to keep your silence, you will confuse your enemies. I'll say that again if you didn't catch that. Trying to argue your issue out, coming on Facebook and using precious time and data to curse people out because they criticize you wrongly will not make you right. You're rather compounding the situation. But trying to walk in peace and not say anything confuses those who thought that by coming on media to destroy you have won. Have you had an argument with somebody, didn't say anything, and they rather got confused trying to ask you, why are you not talking back? Yes! Silence is the greatest weapon you could use for especially negative and cantankerous people. Because most of the time, let me tell you something, they are miserable and they want to make your life miserable. And because they are miserable, you see, when they come to you with that energy and realize that you're not responding to that energy, they get confused. The only way, child of God, you can live a harmonious life is when you focus on your journey that you're taking through life. You see, everybody is going somewhere. Most people who are not going anywhere are those busy minding other people who are trying to make it somewhere. You see, if you're busy working on your craft, you didn't have the chance to focus on what somebody else is doing. So he says, live in harmony.
Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all.
Continue.
Never pay back evil with more evil.
Don't pay back evil with more evil. Paul was telling the Romans, for you to live in harmony with yourself, don't pay back evil with more evil. Because paying back evil with more evil is adding gasoline to a fire. You want to quench the fire. You don't want to bring more fire to the fire. So don't pay evil with evil. This is what I subscribe to. I learn my best to always keep it short by not continuing an argument. Because when you argue with the fool, nobody will know who the wise one is. So in silence, you gain strength and become wiser. Finish it, man of God.
Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable.
See, honor is when you've learned to speak at the time that is necessary. So when I say keep silent, I'm not saying that guard yourself and don't speak at all. Have you been in a meeting with a bunch of, let me use the word carefully, not so wise people, and they talking on top of their voice, but you never said anything. And then all of a sudden, one of them caught themselves and said, oh, we haven't heard you speak since we started the meeting. You see, all of a sudden, your silence has spoken to them. Your silence has told them this person is here but hasn't said anything. Even though you're quiet, you are speaking to those who are talking. Because that's the generation in which we are right now. People want to give voice to every sentiment they have. But let me tell you, it's not necessary you talk when you're not supposed to talk. Social media, enthusiasts. It's not necessary to always post something when you're not supposed to post. Because people are tired of what you're posting. And you're wondering why they don't come to like and share, and because you've said so much that doesn't catch their fancy. But when you learn to allow the Spirit of God to inspire something in you, especially those of us that comes from this Christian teaching motivational background, you see, when you put it there, because it resonates with people, it will bless them and they'll respond to it. Learn to keep silent. Your silence speaks volume. It says that what? I'll say it in the New King James. It says, for vengeance is mine. Finish it.
Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God.
The righteous anger of God.
For the scripture says, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord.
So the quietness is allowing God to pay your critics, your enemies, those who treat you bad. Is allowing God. I will say that again. I've just interpreted what he read. You see, when you learn to keep silent, when people treat you bad, and everybody's seeing how worse they're treating you. You see, those who don't know your secret will say that you're making yourself a fool. Oh, as for you, you're just stupid. You're just quote-unquote dumb. And you let them treat you that way. No, your weapon is more powerful than those of you calling you dumb. Because the moment you start revenging, guess what? You're taking the power from the hand of God into your own hands. And most of the time, ladies and gentlemen, man's revenge has not come out right. You end up in jail trying to revenge somebody who treated you bad. I bet you for that. Where did you get it wrong at? Right at. Or where did you get it wrong at? You got it wrong at the place where God has told you, keep your silence, because my righteous anger will avenge for you. But you took the vengeance into your own hands. I pray that this message will get into a lot of hands of people who have been treated so badly these past years. You see, when sincere people give their heart to serve God's people or serve humanity, and they're treated so badly, it's a demotivation in itself. It breaks the heart of those sincere people. But I came to encourage you that your labor of love will not be forgotten. And God will repay back to those who were supposed to acknowledge your hard work and give you credit for it, but rather criticized you or spoke evil about you. Learn to keep your silence, because it's already promised us the vengeance is what? Come on, it says vengeance is what? It says it's his. He will repay. So when God is paying it back, let me tell you the secret in God's vengeance. They'll forget that they treated a chosen one wrongly. They'll forget that once upon a time, God placed a choice silver in their life and they really walked down on that choice silver. Now, they need that silver, they need that gold, they need that jewel, but they can't approach it wide because they've lost that opportunity. If you're chosen of God, I'm teaching you how you can win your battles by not fighting back. Because your strength is too small to fight even human beings, let alone the devil. So learn to keep silent. Keep your silent to a point that God will train your spirit to always hold your peace, even at a point that you need to respond back. Let me throw a few nuggets at you. It's very, very important. Psalm 141 says that what? Lord, set a watch over my mouth. That's where we're going to create the balance. Psalm 141 from 1 to 3. It says that, Lord, put a watch over my mouth. What does watch teach us? What teaches us what? Timing. Say timing. Oh, I didn't hear you say timing. You see, when you learn to speak at the right time, people will listen to you. And your words will become like jewel in their spirits. When you learn to speak at the right time. Parents, let me give you advice. Yes, your child is matured enough to know right from wrong. You've done your job. Don't always bombard them with words. You frustrate them. Some of them get discouraged. Saying the same thing over and over again will make a matured, grown child feel that you treat him like a child, and he'll get discouraged. Sometimes don't say anything. Learn to listen to them more. In great conversation, talking is not always the way to go. Listening is more powerful than talking. Sometimes what they're saying, you've heard it over and over again. Don't get frustrated. Don't get tired. Because sometimes people don't have told you, don't know how to even express their emotions. They want to tell you something, but they've said it, and they come and say it again, thinking you didn't hear it, come and say it again. Be patient and listen to them. Because after listening to them over and over and over, God will give you a sense of what they're trying to communicate. Communication is not only in words. So parents, don't be quick to brush off your kids because you're frustrated with them. Don't be quick to dismiss what they're saying because you've heard it already. See, they're trying to communicate something to you. Keep your silence and listen. Listen because, you see, people can use words to express themselves. But sometimes what they are going through emotionally, they don't have enough words to express that. So in Psalm 141 verse 1, you can read it, sir, for me quickly so that I can throw in my points. And then we can see what we can do next. Psalm 141 from 1 to 4, please.
Oh Lord, I am calling to you. Please hurry. Mm. Listen when I cry to you for help. Accept my prayers as instant offering to you, and my upraised hands as an even offering.
Yes.
Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips.
You see, take control of what I say and guard my lips. I like your translation. What translation is that? New Living Translation. Take control. Say, take control.
Take control.
Say like you mean it. Say, take control.
Take control.
Let me tell you a secret about life. If God doesn't take control of what we say, we'll use our own words to destroy our destiny and our future. Because by your words, you'll be justified. By your words, you'll be condemned. You don't want to say anything in your future that will set you up for failure. Like a young girl who was mistreated by his boyfriend. They took a seat. The boyfriend said, it's not me. I'm not ready. Just curse the kid. Child out and just forced the kid to have an abortion. She said while she was in the process of doing the abortion, she told herself, I'm never going to have a child ever again. I'm not going to get married again. He found a handsome man who loved her so dearly. Said, I'll marry you. Struggled to just convince her. They got married. And up to the time I counseled them, they were having problem having children. So, they had an abortion. No, it's not abortion. It's the word the girl spoke ahead of time. Lord, put a watch over my mouth. Yes, I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm emotionally charged. I want to cut somebody's ear. But let me keep my mouth shut.
Amen.
By your words, you be justified. By your words, you be condemned, especially when you're angry. I use the word emotionally charged because some of us can be emotionally charged negatively for wrong reasons. You have to be emotionally charged for right reasons because your life is a journey. You're moving into your future, not your past. What happened to you yesterday is gone. Don't let your yesterday determine your today and your today to ruin your tomorrow. Because life is lived in three steps: yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If I don't like what happened to me yesterday, I won't repeat it today to prepare for a better tomorrow.
Amen.
So don't allow people to push you. Don't allow circumstances to derail you. Don't allow the focus of other people to put pressure on you to make quick decisions. Now the young lady is of age, looking for what? The fruit of the womb. Now men of God have had a job to do. The crooked ones are taking advantage. Until they got to me and I started talking to her and she broke down and I said, you set yourself up to this day. Those years ago, this is what you created. There's a lesson in it for you. If you don't want how your life is going right now, if you don't like how your life went yesterday and you said negative things, go back and reverse it. Start saying good things. Wake up every morning and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You might meet negative and miserable people who would like to change that, but hold strong. I've chosen to rejoice and be glad. Don't allow people to push you. Don't allow people to ruffle your feathers. So pray every morning, Lord, teach me to put a watch over my mouth. Oh, this thing is tough. I have to say something. This thing is difficult. I have to react. But you see, in your restraint and not saying anything, keeping your cool and your calm, the Lord is teaching your hands to war and your fingers to fight. You're not losing. To the negative mind, I didn't say it. I didn't respond. So I'm the loser. I'm the weak person. You are rather the stronger person. Have you learned anything?
Yes.
Make sure that you are always using quietness as opportunity to build strength from within, not using your reaction to build strength. Did you get that? Some people think that when somebody says something and you respond, then that makes you stronger. No. Rather build strength from within. You see, strength from within is stronger from strength from without. Because your physical strength can fail you, but your spiritual strength within sustain your physical weakness. Am I bringing enough revelation this morning? I want you to understand this. This didn't come from me. It came from the word of God. In quietness and in trust, you receive strength, but you refuse to do that. You're struggling because you've taken matters into your own hands for too long. This is the time you have to let God fight your battle. Get the second point. Silence attracts attention. When you choose to listen more than rush to speak, your audience becomes eager to hear what you have to say. So silence attracts attention. I gave you the example of when you're in a meeting and everybody's talking, you don't say anything. Watch. By consensus, everybody will stop talking and ask what you have to say. Why? Because your silence spoke volume to them. You are not at a meeting just to spectate, you are there to contribute. Why haven't you said anything? If you're five and you are the only person not speaking, the four will wait for you to speak. See, that's where when you have learned anything, when God has blessed you with any wisdom, you can impact that. Because all the clamor and the chatter and the noise is stopped. Now when you speak, they will listen. Why would they listen? Your silence made the words you want to say golden to a point that they can't refuse what you have to say. So learn always to keep silent. It doesn't mean you don't have anything to say, but it means that you're waiting for the appointed time, the right moment. Get the third point. Silence is like drawing water from a deep well. All of us have wells inside of us. The spirit is a well. Are you just going to speak from your mind because people are speaking? Make sure that you build yourself to a point that whilst they're speaking, you're going deeper into that well that you've built over the years. You don't know that your life experiences are digging that well deep and it's making the water in your well so crystal that when you serve it to people, they wonder where it came from. Draw from that well. Use silence as your training like an athlete. Athletes don't make it until they've come to a place of training to their highest performance. Somebody said, you don't win a championship if you're a boxer in a ring. You win the championship in a gym. Those who run track don't win championship and break record in their meets. They run and break records in their what? Training field. So use silence as a training tool. Especially those of us that use our words to teach and to motivate and to sing and to do. You see, the more you use your words loosely, the more you lose your strength. The more you use your words, you see, the more the energy behind your words becomes less. So there's no point for argument. Your yes should be yes, your no should be no. Sometimes people get frustrated with you. You know why? Because you're used to the chatter. They're trying to explain yourself. I had one neighboring country from where I come from, and it really tickled my fancy. Like you go explain, tire. Because sometimes your explanation doesn't make sense to your critics. They've already made the agenda. Why explain? Because the more you explain, the more suspicious you become. The more you explain, the more they find a way to put loopholes in what you're saying. But see, when you're quiet, it gives you strength to build yourself like an athlete. It gives you strength to become stronger from within. It gives you an opportunity to attract people's attention. Why is everybody speaking and he's not saying anything? God wants us to come to a place of growing strong and tougher in periods of difficult moments by keeping our mouth shut. Let Psalm 141 verse 4 or 3 be your mantra. Lord, keep a watch over my mouth. Which means that I will speak, but I'll speak when it's necessary. I'll speak, but I'll speak when the timing is right. I'll speak, but I'll speak when everybody now are exhausted with the same voice over and over again. Oh, she just came up. Oh, he just came up. No, I've been there all along. But I was digging my well deep. I'm training my muscles. I'm trying to put myself in that space where when I start talking, people will wonder, where did he go to school? It's not about schooling. It's about having a relationship with the Father. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is just the beginning of wisdom. But if you have experience with God, let me tell you something. God will teach your fingers to fight and your hands to war. And no battle can confront you for you to lose. Because you're rather more than a conqueror. Learn to keep your silence. Because that's where your power is.